GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
Welcome back. So David Brady's in the line, as is Colm Keyes from the Irish Independent. A quick read of some of Rochford's statement again, which was released maybe just after 6 o'clock this evening. After a meeting of the Mayo GAA Board's Executive Committee last night, held to discuss the management team I had assembled to manage Mayo Senior Team 2019, the Board issued a statement saying they wish to meet the management team and me about our structure and plans. He goes on to say, though, it was apparent from what transpired at that meeting that the desired level of support for me as manager was not forthcoming from the executive committee. This disappoints me greatly. Accordingly, I see no value in meeting with the officers of the board, and I'm resigning my position as Mayo manager. And he goes on to thank various people. David Brady's with us. Colm Keyes is with us. David, I must say, I originally read that as if he was at that meeting and he would have heard what the Mayo executive committee were saying about him, but it seems he wasn't at the meeting, but clearly he's heard from someone what was said about him. Is that your understanding of what's going on last night?
I don't know what to understand anymore, Joe. But from what I understand is that there were requests and the questions, and I think the big thing was the request to meet Stephen and his management team to go through whatever it was that the county board wished to discuss, was relayed back to Stephen, and Stephen went, you know what, I think he felt that they hadn't trusted Stephen Rochford, full stop, and he owes nothing to Mayo football, he owes nothing to anyone, and I think it's once again, we're becoming, no wonder people love talking about us, because we're becoming an absolute laughingstock. And it's sad to a degree, because you're going, he is one good man. And I don't know, whatever was discussed. Now, sometimes when you're meeting, county boards wish to meet management teams. And I think if we go back to a nugget, is that when you had Donny Buckley, Peter Burke,
McEntee,
all leaving this year. Well, there is going to be a transition, and maybe your county board want to ask certain questions on your plans and your future ambition and agenda and whatnot. But Stephen Rochford was left in no means in any other way. But there was questions to be asked of a man that, in my mind, has had loads of questions to answer before, but none now.
Yeah, because fair enough. But does it not strike you, David, as a fairly natural part of a process? Like, the Mayo Executive Committee want to sit, and it's a fairly big change, you know, you're losing the backroom staff, the entire backroom staff. Is it that big a deal? Is it that beyond what might be perceived as normal for them to just say, okay, Stephen, can you and Peter Ford and Shane Conway, can you come and meet us and have a chat about the year ahead? I mean, if that's the extent of the level of, how does Rochford put it? He says the desired level of support for me as manager was not forthcoming. I mean, if that's the extent of it, that's not that bad, surely.
That's not the extent of it. There's no way that could be the extent of it. Because, yes, you would have these conversations to a degree. I know that the Mayo County, like, Jesus, we have, hey, forget about the Pope yesterday. One of the biggest announcements about the future Mayo football was that was the Centre of Excellence in Loughlin in conjunction with the Mayo County Council last week. That should be the headlines. That's the way forward. But again, you do want to know a certain. I suppose they know Stephen Roger. I think if you go back, and it's a small nugget, I think it was kind of wrong that the way the inclusion of Peter Ford and Shane Conway was announced. It was announced, and these are two managers of a club in Castlebar, and I think that could have been the start of it as well. It was announced without the actual club that they were managing, from what I know, and been informed.
Without who been informed? Sorry,
the actual players from Brafe or the Brafe management, or the management committee. You're going. It's steamrolled from that, to a degree. But Stephen Rochford,
you're saying the new backroom staff, Peter Ford, Conway, that was announced without the county board knowing?
I don't know. I don't think the county board knew, and I don't think that the management of Brafe knew either.
Right.
So they're club managers of Brafe. They were playing a championship game at the weekend. against Ballintubber. But it just, you're just going, right, maybe
wouldn't that strengthen the argument that the county board are entitled to say, well, let's have a chat about this, Stephen?
Well, probably to a degree, yeah. But you know what, Joe, this is not just on that. And it can't be. There's no way.
Yeah.
We're stupid, we're naive, and we sometimes we shoot ourselves in the foot and mail, but this is not just about that one incident or one question or one kind of framework that wants to be developed and discussed.
Yeah, okay.
There's more there. And it has
stay to, with us a second. Yeah, no, I would think it has to be as well. Colm Keyes from the Irish Independent is with us. Colm, I would think that, when Rochford talks about the meeting last night not having the desired level of support and therefore he feels he has to resign, I would presume that's about more than the county board executive committee wanting to sit down with their new backroom staff.
Well, the key thing is that neither of the new selectors, the last night's statement didn't actually say that they had been ratified. Mm-hmm. So that, to me, was a key thing. Surely the meeting, surely the proposal was made and that this meeting was designed to ratify, because Stephen Rochford did have a meeting with the county board chairman last week, and he also met with some of the players. And one of the things that struck me was the imposition of a deadline being put on Stephen Rochford to have his management team in place August 31st, that this was expected. Now, for a guy that's been there 3 years and his management team was only confirmed around the beginning of August that they would be going, that seemed altogether very, very quick. And it seemed to me to be an imposition. And I feel he's probably been boxed into a corner, really, since Newbridge. I think he's probably right that the level of support just hasn't been there. And it's been slowly becoming apparent that support just has not been there. And even the choice of language, like that the Office of the County Board have been authorised to speak to him this week. Well, I would think that was a natural process, yes. But it's just the way that it came out, and that the new management team, they were not acknowledged that they were ratified. So that certainly struck me as being something.
Yeah. David, have you any thoughts on what Colm, I think, rightly says is maybe a needless imposition on Rochford, as in when the McEntee, Peter Burke, Donny Buckley group leave, that he has to put in place a new backroom staff by August 31st, when, frankly, there's no real need to have it done that quickly? Like, what was the logic there, I wonder?
Again, it's August 31st. No, the way modern day football evolves, yes, you have to have put so much planning from your backroom team into the new year. But I can tell you, Joe, that if someone approaches you to be a club selector, you'll think long and bloody hard about it. And you'll speak to the people that you're associated, whether it's your wife or your work, and you step back and say, can I give that commitment? Now, the commitment is tenfold from a county selector basis. And you're going, there was something brewing when there's a, like, the date, August, was it the 31st? It was like, it was, you're going, Jesus, that's not a date. That's a deadline. And right, and maybe Stephen did approach one or two others, and that the county board kind of said, well, he's finding it hard. Any manager finds it hard to fill a team. But it's the right team. And Stephen Rochford himself probably said, you know what, I want to get someone that is, like, for someone like Peter Ford, if Peter did commit fully, like, he's a proven track record from a manager's perspective, as in experience-wise. He's definitely a proven track record as a county's winning manager. But it's the time you're going, you know what, I need 2 or 3 weeks to think about this. Did Stephen say, look, guys, this is the 31st is not feasible, it's not doable, and it's not justifiable for people to give me an answer within 2 or 3 weeks. Because you said Donny, McEntee, and Peter Burke was all in the space of 3 or 4 weeks. But you know what, it's the county board in Mayo are classed as one person, the devil. And if you go back to the, and it's not, you know, there's different chairmen, there's different people, but it's you go back to the Kevin McStay and the Kevin scenario, when he was hit the phone call, well, he wouldn't be interviewed if and let's be honest, if Liam McHale was part of his management setup, and you go, it's We've been down this road so many bloody times before.
Yeah.
And again, you know, who's going to be the new Mayo manager? You're going to go, you know what? If you want someone that is intelligent and you want someone that is articulate and driven and passionate and very, very trusting, people might say, you know what? That job isn't for me.
Yes, you share, like, it's not difficult to make a manager feel wanted. I mean, it's very, very easy for a county board to do that. Do you share Colm's sense that post Newbridge, and remember, so Rochford in October last year, fresh from an All-Ireland final defeat by the narrowest of margins, was given a 2-year extension. But is your sense that post Newbridge are nowhere territory, that they've lost faith in Rochford and they've been lukewarm with him and let him know that they're not so hot in him and maybe it's in the hope that he would resign? Is that your analysis of what's happened here, or has Rochford jumped the gun a bit or misread the signals?
No, I think that's what you've said, Joe, encapsulated it all.
So that they're less keen on him since the Newbridge defeat.
Yes, and probably, you know what? It wasn't what Mayo have delivered in the past. Mm. It wasn't what Mayo. Stephen Rochford hasn't delivered any silverware. But I don't think there's a man on this earth that would have delivered what he's, you know, as much as he's delivered from regards the All-Ireland final last year. That was, you know what, there was a major mistake from the year previous. Yes, people make mistakes, but you learn from them. And I think he has learned. But if you don't have silverware and you don't have power, well, then the control is taken off you. Mm. And it works in boardrooms, companies, and inter-county teams. Mm. But again, if you sense, because you cannot look back and say, I bloody knew it. I knew it in the last few days of August that I wasn't trusted. And there were questions, because them questions can develop into an absolute avalanche come the middle of the championship or the middle of the league when it's disastrous.
Yeah. Colm Keyes from the Irish Independent still with us. Colm, is it your sense this is almost something approaching constructive dismissal, or may Rochford have got the wrong end of the stick here?
I think he has got the... I think he would have had a very, very good sense and a very good feel for it since Newbridge. I think any manager would. How quickly has anyone contacted to say, well, how are you feeling after it? All of that. And the manager will get that sense. And I suppose, you know, when you have Donny Buckley and Tony McEntee and Peter Burke, certainly Donny and Peter Burke had been around a while, and Tony McEntee, quite a high-profile, strong management team that Stephen put around him in the initial and really, really helped to launch his inter-county career with Mayo in that sense. When they go, there probably was a sense that he's a little bit more vulnerable here and that he will do very, very well to replace like for like with the caliber of person that was there. So that initially would have been it. I know that I read somewhere, I think in one of the local papers, where one of the county board offers was even suggesting that there should be change in personnel, more youth. And while that is something that I think everyone would agree for Mayo, that the progression of youth should have come quicker, it was unusual to see a county board officer just making those remarks in public. So I feel there's just been, you know, it's almost been death by a thousand cuts in some way for Stephen. And I think he would have got a strong sense of it, and certainly got a very strong sense of it with the tweet that was put out. You would have to ask, well, was there need for a tweet to be put out so publicly like that to say, well, what our next step is? And you just wonder about that. I mean, even two weeks ago, Jim McGuinness's name was being floated quite publicly that if a vacancy arose. Now, obviously, that's not coming from the board, but this develops in a vacuum like that. This develops, and I think Stephen at that point had already indicated anyway to the board, look, there won't be a vacancy because I'm interested in continuing on. So you just wonder what's at play here. I think he will have got a strong sense. Mm. He will have got a strong sense over the last week in meeting board officers and in just in general conversation. You know, what sort of ground is he on?
Mm. It's quite a messy way to do business, isn't it, Colm?
I think so. I think if he wasn't wanted, and if he wasn't wanted, he should have been indicated to him a lot earlier. But having said that, he was given an extension after last year. I mean, last October, he was given a lot of time. There was no deadlines put on him last October. Mm. And I think it went right up to Halloween before he finally confirmed, yes, I'm there. And he was given a 3-year extension at that point.
Yeah.
But within, what is it, 8 months.
Yeah. Mm.
Mayo are out of the championship. That seems to have changed. Yeah. So there was no issue with a deadline last October, but August 31st crept up pretty quick for this business to be done, the management team to be completed. And look, maybe there's nothing in that. Maybe that's just been said. But I just found it unusual that a deadline would be put out there in the public domain at a county board meeting for the completion of a management team, especially a man that has managed Mayo to two All-Ireland finals, got within a point both times and drew it. So you would think that he would be in a much stronger position and have that time to put things in place and to do it carefully.
Can I come in, John?
Yeah, you wanted to come in, yeah.
And you know what? I would have an insight, very minuscule, of what the personal circumstances and sacrifices from people I know at the coalface, the sacrifices that Stephen Rochford has made. Beyond the call of duty and to the detriment of his family time, and there was so many hills he had to climb. But I would say, give Stephen space. But I'm asking the likes of James, because if you look back, James Horan was in this situation 3 years ago, was it? Will he, won't he? There's rumours that this whole power broken, like toing and froing and giving and taking and demanding and not getting. James had come back off the back of an All-Ireland defeat, which you actually get some credit for in a bargain in terms. But Stephen had no chips in the table in the last few days. And that was one that the time was running out. There shouldn't have been a deadline. Now, did he ask for one? He should have asked for one. But he probably knew himself when he looked at his cards. They were maybe fixed.
What names are on people's lips then to replace Rochford, David?
Oh, Jesus. Pope Francis. It's becoming an absolute, it's becoming a joke. And I won't, at this juncture, it's not a time for naming names. But I can tell you, Jim McGuinness is anywhere next to me associated with Mayo football. I know that. And going forward, what Mayo need.
How do you know that? Sorry.
How do I know that? Because Mayo's next appointment will be for someone that is there to develop and needs to be developing Mayo football, not just for the next 6 months or 12 months. I think Mayo need to step back away from saying we want to win non-Ireland. We want to do the very best we can. We want to put everything in place to win it, but the structures need to be there. And I think it's not because the name Jim McGuinness, but I think a guy coming in into town, all guns blazing, is not what Mayo need. We need a plan, and we need someone that's going to be there for the next 3 or 4 years. But that's never guaranteed in Mayo football. Mm. You have good men. You have good men there. And I'd ask you, the next time you ask James Horan, to ask him what was the real story, because the longer that Mayo managers remain, keep their lips sealed and are afraid to really reveal the truth, well, the longer this will continue.
Well, hang on, that's a big statement to make. So that suggests the county board are not up to it.
Well, I'm not saying the county, because the county board is a word. It means it's an amalgamation of people at the top table. Now, there's different people, different chairmen, like between Stephen Rochford's time and James Horan's time. You know, you're saying to yourself, if there's something rotten in the state of Denmark, it needs to be pointed out. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, yes, the county board are going to get the blame. But if you don't point it out and you don't tell us what's wrong, you don't say what's wrong and prove it, well, then it's always going to continue.
Yeah, you're talking like a man who knows exactly what's wrong, though.
I do, but I can't fix it.
So is it the county board or is it not the county board?
I don't have any personal experience. I haven't been a Mayo manager. But you know what Stephen Rochford has? James Horan has. And you know what? If I was a Mayo manager and I had previous experience, I'd tell you straight out and the truth, because that's what the county needs. Hmm. We don't need ad lib. We don't need this. You know, you're saying, right, let someone make a stand if it's wrong. And if it's not, let's carry on. Hmm.
I don't think you have to worry about being Mayo manager anytime just yet. But
no.
Keep the phone on. Colm, any words floating around in the Irish Independent tomorrow? Or names, rather, as opposed to words?
I think James Horan might be tempted by it. I just feel he still has a strong rapport with the core base of players that are there. So it might tempt him to go back. Whether he would be the acceptable face for the county board, I really I really don't know, but he could be tempted back. He might send some unfinished business. Whether the capacity is there to finish that business, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he may be tempted by it. And obviously Mayo reached an All-Ireland Under-20 final there, so something could come from out of that.
Yeah. One last question to you both. Jump in if you know the answer. If you don't, then we'll leave it at that. But it was noticeable that the Mayo County Board met with players last week. And obviously some senior players for them, I think, and that would be a very natural thing as well. I'm sure it happens at the end of most seasons, but it's maybe coincidental, maybe not. Do we know, are the players fully behind Rochford? Do we know that for sure? Because they haven't been afraid to get rid of management teams in the past. Maybe they've had a part to play in a more subtle way this time around. Do we know where the players stand with Rochford? Do either of you know?
I do. I know they're 100% behind Stephen Rochford.
Okay. Have you heard, have you
I'm sure in a group of 30 plus players, some wouldn't have been in favour and might have preferred change. That's natural in any setup of that size. But I don't think, obviously, after what happened 3 years ago, the players were never going to be put in. And probably the momentum wasn't there among enough. But I don't think that was probably the biggest factor by any stretch. Obviously, some would be in favour, would like to see a change, and many more wouldn't.
Okay. Colin Keyes from the Irish Independent. David Brady, thanks very much, lads. Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.